It is Monday, January 24th, 2022, 11:06 in the morning. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. That means if you are listening in any of the time zones that corresponds to our Central Time slot, you can get on that telephone and call us up at 844-769-2944 and let us know what is going on in your world. It may be something of grave interest. We've been getting a few responses through our support line. That's support at thepowerhour.com, where you can send us an email. We read them all. We look at every single one of them. We try to respond to all of them. Some of you may put in suggestions or comments regarding our past programming, what you would like to see in current programming. We are trying to keep you informed and educated as to what is going on in the world that is current event related. And we're talking about this jab that they're trying to get everybody to take, what the ultimate goal is. We are going to be featuring Patrick Wood. He's coming on the show. He's with Technocracy News. That's technocracy.news and citizensforfreespeech.org. He's going to be on the show today at 11:30 at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to be taking your calls during the second hour. It's going to be open line free for all on Monday. We have a lot of news to talk about, probably at least 30 different news stories that are all relevant that are happening right now. On Tuesday, Wayne Elliott with Strauss Naturals will be here. Priscilla Romans, who is a nurse, has a bachelor's and a master's of science in nursing. She's the founder and CEO of Graith Care LLC, which is like a elderly advocate. And she's going to be on the show. I met her at Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour in Dallas last month. We also have Samuel Hall, who I also met, Patriots for America's Militia. He is going to be chiming in tomorrow as well. On Wednesday, Marjorie Wildcraft will be back with us. She's the founder of the Grow Network, talking to you about growing veggies, prepping, and all that good stuff. Frank Davis from OptiVita will be with us on Thursday, along with Dr. Brian Artis, who I also met at the Clay Clark's event in Dallas. And this guy literally has some serious remdesivir stories to share. Hospitals literally, and we had one that we confronted actually, my wife and I personally, last week. A woman took her mother, who was suffering, to a hospital in Florida, and unfortunately the hospital refuses to let her go, and she is just going through literal hell dealing with those hospital people, trying to get them to treat her mother and not kill her with ventilators and everything else, and remdesivir. She said, absolutely not. Brian Artis is going to be talking about that as well. On Friday, Jonathan Reichs from Iowa Mama Bears. This is what the Mama Bears in Iowa, like all the other states, are literally going out and fighting these school boards. They're going to be on there talking about what they're doing up in Ankeny, Iowa, at their school board. In the meantime, for those of you shopping at the Power Mall, because that is how we exist, we have 10% off of the Mother Earth Minerals. That's right. And 10% off the iComplex CS, 10% off Strauss Naturals, and 10% off OptiVita products, 20% off Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, 30% off Essential Digestive Plus, 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60-count caps, and Tranquil BOGO still ongoing. Now, here's something else that is very pertinent, because about a week from now, we're going to be hooking on to a shortwave frequency 6.160. And this is happening January 31st through February 24th. We are trying to do some engineering changes here and broadcasting live on shortwave 6.160. January 31st through February 24th. Now, here's the thing. We need your feedback. We're going to be keeping 7.490 for replay, but we're considering 6.160 for live show, which means when we're broadcasting between 11 and 1 Central, you get to dial in on 6.160 shortwave and hear us Monday through Friday. Got that. But we need your feedback. So, you know, what we need for you to do is calling us on the Power Mall line, 877-817-9829, option 2, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you're hearing. Let us know if it's staticky, if it's broken up, if it fades in and out. We want to know what you are listening to and whether you like that switch or not to 6.160. For those of you who want to look important at your cubicle and want to listen to the show while you're at work, the number is 631-359-8232. That is the line that you call to just listen in on, especially if you don't want people walking by your desk or you don't have internet access and you made a note of that number. You don't want people seeing you at work looking at the computer and reading all the stories as you're listening to the show live, because that would be like getting paid to listen to the Power Hour, and your boss might not like that. So you can look important by getting on the listen only line and and catching whatever you can in the interim. It is one of these things that, you know, we are looking at the metaverse. We're going to be talking to Patrick Wood about that. Vox is reporting that we're one step closer to self-farming farms. This is the most exciting gadget of the year that isn't a TV that displays NFTs or foldable tablet computers or anything related to the metaverse. It's an autonomous tractor. More specifically, it's a self-driving John Deere 8R tractor that can plow fields, avoid obstacles, and plant crops with minimal human interaction or intervention. It looks a lot like any other John Deere tractor. It's green and yellow, but there are six pairs of stereo cameras that use AI to scan the surroundings and maneuver accordingly. Farmer doesn't need to be anywhere near the machine to operate it. Of course, they have a smartphone app that controls everything, tied to your cell phone. Tractor goes on sale later this year, just in time for that extra special robotic harvest season. But wait, there's more. And it's not the Ginsu steak knives. Yeah, seriously, this is what they're calling precision agricultural movement. Self-driving tractors. I mean, you got self-driving cars. This is crazy. What are they going to do now? Have self-driving robots to have sex? I mean, come on, really? Well, you never know. We're going to talk to Patrick Wood about that, because if they have these chips in you and they can control your behavior with and it turn you into transhumans, well, you might just end up performing like a robot or not. How do you think they could control the population growth? By inhibiting your sexual drive. Think about that. All of a sudden, you can't perform. Sorry, honey, I've got a headache. You know, if you have a headache, and seriously, with this magnetic hydrogel in your brain, and they switch on electromagnetic fields, and all of a sudden you have a splitting headache, you are not going to feel like having sex. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. This is all about the Great Reset, and we're going to get into this with Patrick Wood at the bottom of the hour. You may think this sheer folly, folks, but you just don't know what these people have up their sleeve, which is why we have been encouraging you not to take the jab. Because you don't know what's in it. There's stuff in there that they are not telling you about. There is a video that is out by Claire Edwards on BitChute, and we're going to be including that in our email blast here on the Power Hour. If you have not signed up to get that blast, so you can link to that video and watch this 21-minute video from Claire Edwards. She's obviously a British woman. Then you need to sign up for it at thepowerhour.com. Now, that relates to our article that Joe Mercola has put out. Seven applicants on behalf of the British population have filed a complaint with the International Criminal Court, accusing 16 individuals of genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and crimes of aggression. I have the list here. Are you ready for this? Take mental note, if you would. This is where this criminal complaint, they are talking about crimes against humanity, Nuremberg Code, Rome Statutes, Article 6, 7, 8, 15, 21, and 53. The 16th defendant, who do you think the 16 defendants are? I'll bet if you said Dr. Anthony Fauci, you were right. How about Dr. Peter Daszak, president of EcoHealth Alliance? Yes. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, the CEOs of Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, the Director General, Ghebreyesus, of the World Health Organization, Boris Johnson, Christopher Whitty, Prime and Chief Medical Advisor in the UK, Matthew Hancock, former UK Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, the Medicines and Healthcare current UK Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, June Rain, the UK Chief Executive of Medicines and Healthcare Products, Dr. Rajiv Shah, President of the Rockefeller Foundation, and Klaus Schwab, President of the World Economic Forum. These are the 16 people named in that criminal complaint filed with the ICC. Just so you know, things are starting to ramp up. Now, whether or not the ICC goes along with this is a whole other story. We will be discussing this, of course, with Patrick Wood at the bottom of the hour. The Mercola report is also talking about what happened in January 2022. The House Oversight Committee Republicans released NIH emails that show Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins not only led the effort to bury the lab leak theory, even though the consensus in early February 2020 was the virus leak from a Wuhan lab. I knew this. We've been studying this forever and a day, ever since this thing came out in January of 2020. My co-host of my Florida radio show and I were sitting there going, you know, this is not, this is a bioweapon. Yeah, but we can't come right out and tell people that. We don't have definitive proof. Well, as the news started to come out, and now we have these emails, it backs up everything that we were saying on a radio show down there before I signed on with the Power Hour, that we knew this was a bioweapon, that it was engineered in a lab, not only in Wuhan, China, but also at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, by Dr. Ralph Baric and his team. And see, of course, as you know, Obama, Shamalama Ding Dong, he basically said, well, you can't do this kind of research there. That's called gain of function. You can't do that. And so what they did was they did a little backdoor, sneaky weeky, and they took $3.7 million of our taxpayer money and sent it to Wuhan through the Echo Health Alliance, which is, this is where Dr. Peter Daszak is now on the hot seat. All these people need to get hung out in the square, in my opinion. Now, you may have a different story. You may think they need to rot in prison. I think they ought to be put in a concentration camp, and we ought to give them overdoses of all the crap they've been injecting into us and see what happens with them. Go a little Nuremberg on them. What do you say? Now, we got a lot of people out there going, oh, come on, Dave, that's cruel. You know, turnabout is not fair play, not an eye for an eye. Really? What does the Bible say? Love thine enemies, and in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon their head. Well, we're in the real world here, folks, and, you know, I understand about vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord of hosts. But how much of this garbage must we put up with? We have been told to take a stand. This is what it says in the New Testament, if you believe in the biblical sense of things, to stand. And that means say no. These are human beings trying to inject garbage into our systems, and you have every right to say no. I'm not doing it. And if you come to my house with a team that is going to assault me with this jab, I am going to retaliate and chase you off my property with whatever means I have available. And I think you know where I'm going with that, folks. This is why we see people stocking up on food, because of the Great Reset. They want to bring in a cashless society. They want to put chips in everybody's hands or wherever they want to put them, in their arms. You'll be able to go to the grocery store. They've already been testing this stuff out a long time ago. They've had the military's got these chips in their hands, and they rub them over the scanner, and all of a sudden it deducts the money from their bank account, pays the bill, and you see grocery store clerks running away. That's the stories we hear. Ireland is going to, according to the Epic Times, and most of their virus restrictions, including the COVID passport, you won't need one to get into Ireland, addressing the nation, following the recommendation to lift the restrictions from the National Public Health Emergency Team. Taoiseach Prime Minister Michael Martin declared it's time for the Irish to be ourselves again. That's what they call it. It's Taoiseach. It looks like Taoiseach, but it's pronounced Taoiseach. This makes Ireland the second country following England to remove the mandatory vaccine passports after they were administered. Now, we don't know yet As far as the vaccination certificates, as far as entering things, we know that on Saturday they will be scrapped. However, we don't know whether or not you can go to Ireland and vacation there. We would love to go back to Ireland. I absolutely loved it when my wife and I visited it in 2019 before all this happened. We sometimes count that among our blessings that we were able to go, because Ireland, absolutely, when we went over there, we did not want to leave. I know it's a socialist country, but it is so beautiful and so steeped in history, we did not want to leave. It is one thing that is on our bucket list to do again if they ever drop this nonsense about COVID. Another federal judge has stopped the vaccine mandate for federal workers. The vaccine mandate for federal employees, blocked on Friday by a federal judge, U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey Brown, wrote in a 20-page ruling obtained by Epoch Times. We're going to post that so you can read it. Federal law says the president may prescribe regulations for the conduct of employees in the executive branch, and government lawyers argue the act of becoming vaccinated is plainly conduct. It's whether you choose to or not. That's your conduct. That's your decision. So when you sit there and you say that vaccination is required as a condition of one's employment, is that workplace conduct? Not so, said the judge. Dr. Peter McCullough has issued a report, which the Epoch Times picked up. He says the vaccines have failed in stopping COVID-19 and the mandates have to be dropped. He told NTD's Capital Report in an interview broadcast last week. So at this point in time, the vaccine mandates have to be dropped across the board. Recent studies have shown the effectiveness dropped significantly, especially with the new variants. Doesn't do any good. The prior Delta strain was only about 20% covered by the vaccine. They were very ineffective against Delta, McCullough said. And see, the thing is that we know that these jabs contain nanoparticles. Like I said, we're going to get into this with Patrick Wood. This stuff is real. And I'm not making this stuff up. Neither is Patrick Wood when he puts these articles out on technocracy.news. More and more video is starting to come out that makes these people that you elected to public office in the form of congressman, and I'm talking about the woman who kind of looks like Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day. Yeah, Pelosi, that's who I'm talking about. We're talking about Liz Cheney, the woman that needs to be voted out of office. This woman does not need to serve again in public office. She definitely is doing things that are totally against the will of we the people. Well, word is now starting to come out. More video is starting to surface about what happened with Ashley Babbitt. Six people present at the scene on video of Ashley Babbitt's killing, still not arrested by the FBI, and the family is seeking their identity. And what we're seeing is Ashley Babbitt and people there said that Ashley Babbitt was pleading with police to do something to stop people from smashing windows to get into the speaker's hallway. And instead, she was the one shot. How do you do that unless you're trying to rig an insurrection, which it isn't? You were trying to rig a riot, and you've been offered protection from Capitol Police by 20,000 or so U.S. troops. The National Guard, President Trump literally could have. He offered. They said no. What did they know, or what were they going to engineer that they're not telling us about? You see, these are all things that has to be examined. And the January 6th committee is obviously not going to do that. They're going to hide as much of the stuff as possible because this has been politicized. That's what it's all about, folks. Politics to continue the divisive behavior to try to separate all of us. And I think Americans aren't buying it, judging from polls, if you believe them. Ghislaine Maxwell's defense team filed a motion in federal court recently. They want a new trial. At the center of the motion is juror number 50, who recently stated publicly that he was a victim of childhood sexual abuse. He made this known to his fellow jurors during deliberations, but obviously he didn't make it known and couldn't have been preemptively challenged. It's called a peremptory challenge beforehand. He didn't mention it. So now the defense team for Ghislaine Maxwell is wanting a new trial based on this. We'll see what happens. Her sentencing is set for June 28th of this year. She remains incarcerated until then because, of course, she remains a flight risk. The British Medical Journal has demanded the full and immediate release of all data related to COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, saying it's in the public interest to do so. It's a weekly peer-reviewed medical trade journal published by the British Medical Association calling for the release of data. They're not believing half of what Pfizer's telling them. That's why they want to see everything. Pfizer, of course, as you know, has been going to court begging the judge to, and the judge said, no, you can't. Not going there. You're not keeping this out until 2075 or wherever it is. You're not going to hide all that data until half the world is dead. The Epoch Times also reporting that U.S. regulators have cleared remdesivir for COVID-19 outpatient use. Oh, this is a bad thing. Bill Gates is making money, and you've got the FDA out there, which is just littered with all these post-pharma people. And Gilead scientists, you know, scientists are the ones who make remdesivir. And, of course, they're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, it's good. It cuts the risk of hospitalization by 87%. Really? Well, Brian Artis is going to be in the show later in the week to tell you that's not so. Israel, by the way, which has most of its population vaccinated with boosters. The Israeli Ministry of Health announced this week more than 72,000 people have tested positive for the virus, the largest rise in infection since the start of the pandemic, and a majority of them are vaccinated. And they're all getting COVID. Did we not tell you this was going to happen? We did. We're going to be back at the bottom of the hour after the break with Patrick Wood from Technocracy.news. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. For those of you just tuning in, stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning Central Time, Monday, January 24, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Now, for those of you who were listening to my diatribe in the front end of the show, especially when we're talking about the shortwave frequency we're going to be testing out, you immediately started panicking, thinking we were going to disconnect the other one. No, that is not the case. We are going to be keeping. Stop blowing up our phones, all right? Everybody's calling in now, and I mean, we're being slammed this morning, seriously, because everybody thought we had an Omicron moment. Oh, my God, moronic moment that we were going to disconnect somebody off shortwave. No, that's not what's happening. We're going to be keeping 7.490 for replays, all right? We're adding a frequency for the live time, but we want your feedback on it. We haven't done it yet. It's not going to happen until the 31st. That's a week from now, right? We're going to go live on 6.160 for the live show to stream the live show, but we're going to keep the 7.490 for replays. In other words, we're going to be adding a frequency. Stop freaking out, all right? People are just, you know, they're losing it, thinking that we're going to just, you know, drop out of that shortwave frequency. We are not doing that. We're trying to expand our reach. The only way we could do that to get the word out to people is by having multiple ways of getting that information to you as quickly as possible, which is why we're doing a live stream on 6.160 to add to what we're already doing. So please, we're not changing the frequency. Stop freaking out. Stop calling in. Wait till January 31st and listen to us on 6.160. That's the feedback we want. Not calling up going, oh my God, what are you doing? You're disconnecting me. No, we're not doing that. Stop it. All right? Relax. Take a deep breath. You'll have enough to fret about with Patrick Wood. He's on the program with us now. And you'll have enough to fret about after we get done discussing some of the stuff that Dr. True Otwood, who was on the show with us last week. We were talking about 5G. We were talking about transhumanism. We were talking about what EMF could do to the human being. Patrick Wood, you have been on the front end of this stuff, have you not?
I have for probably 45 years, I guess. You know, the whole topic of globalization in general has been in my mind for a very long time. We're seeing the fruit of all that stuff today, all the plans that were laid along the way since the early 1970s. We're living it today.
Now, NSM 200, that all started with Henry Kissinger. That was his little plan to rid the world of certain populations in Africa. He drew a map for Richard Nixon, then president at the time. Do you remember that?
I certainly do. And Kissinger, of course, is one of the people that a lot of people love to hate. It's just amazing the stuff he's done over the years and the way he's put his foot in his mouth on so many issues, not just that one, there's many others too. But you're absolutely right. He was one of the people that wanted to divide the world up into 10 sections, by the way. You know, like just kind of redefine the whole thing. Just why not just get it all done at the same time? Let's just make 10 regions for the whole planet. Okay, well, that didn't work out.
No, it sure didn't. And so, folks, this stuff is real. We're not sitting here making this up. There's so many protests that were going on in Washington yesterday to basically stop the mandates. Several groups merged. There were tens of thousands of people out there with all these different signs that came from multiple states to the Washington Monument protesting this. That little obelisk, you know, 555-foot tall obelisk there that was built by the Masons, all right? So understand that we're on the front end of this stuff. Patrick, you've been involved in technocracy news forever and a day, and you're the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. That came out in 2015. So, I mean, you've been playing around with this for a while. Trilaterals over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, which were released in the late 70s, early 80s, with the late Anthony C. Sutton. So the propaganda now, obviously, is an overdrive. Explain how that's working now, what people need to be aware of.
Well, the propaganda is an interesting topic. Our nonprofit organization, Citizens for Free Speech, has been really majoring on propaganda for the last couple of months. We had a national town hall, for instance, just recently here to discuss propaganda and what it is, how you can identify it, how you can reject it. Propaganda surprised me a little bit, but you look into the dictionary, you look in the textbook, you find out propaganda is essentially lies, half-truths, and mistruths to deceive and mislead people in order to change their mind on some public opinion. This has been exactly what's happened for certainly for the last 2 years. It's been going on for a very long time, but it's been exacerbated in the last 2 years because now all we have is propaganda in the news. And I have to say, propaganda comes from all different sources. At this point, it is spread like a cancer. It's metastasized, if you will, into almost every segment of society, and I have to say that includes conservatives as well as left-wing outlets, and we need to guard against it because it isn't productive, and it just, you know, it doesn't achieve the goal of putting things back together again. But certainly, the left and the technocrat narrative in the world has been delivered by propaganda. That's the primary means of delivery. Think of the Mississippi River with barge traffic, right? The barges are the content of the messages. The river is merely the carrier. And that's what propaganda has done. It's become this massive carrier for all this nonsensical information that's screwing with people's minds and trying to get them to do things that they really didn't want to do in the first place.
Wow. Now, see, the Epic Times has just put out a story. Fact checkers are used to confuse the public, according to award-winning journalist Cheryl Atkinson. She has seen an increased effort to manipulate the public through the use of these third-party fact checkers. And either they've been co-opted in many instances or created for the purpose of distributing narratives and propaganda. And, of course, this third-party fact-checking. What's your advice for people looking at this saying that it's been fact-checked?
Well, you know, let's point out that fact checkers have been around forever. In many cases, a lot of people maybe in our movement have been fact checkers as we carefully test what public officials say to see if it's true. Okay, so fact checking as a discipline, if you will, has been around for a very long time. Well, what Atkinson is saying is that what we used to know as fact checkers, let's go back 10 years ago, are completely different now. They've been co-opted by this propaganda machine, by the propagandists themselves, to where they've turned fact-checking into a joke, and they've just turned it around. It seems like everything that really is a fact is claimed to not be a fact, and what is not true or things that are unfactual are claimed to be factual. So that is the heartbeat of propaganda, is to turn things around and take things that are true and make them seem false, and things that are false make them seem true.
It's just crazy. And then people don't know what to think, and as long as you can keep them all in a state of confusion, you can control them. That's the idea, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But there's good news about this. Propaganda, as per se, is easily taught to people as to what it is and how to see it, how to recognize it when they see it, when it's coming at them. And once you understand the nature and intent of propaganda and can see it, can spot it when it comes, you'll never be tricked again. And I don't care where it comes from. You can get propaganda from the left. You can get propaganda from the right. The point is, you don't want propaganda, period. I don't care where it comes from. We don't need to live with propaganda no matter where it comes from. But it's easy to spot because this has been a discipline that's been around for decades and decades. This is not something brand new that just all of a sudden fell on us 2 years ago. Propaganda was defined way back in the early 1920s and has been used ever since by regimes all around the world, including our own, to deceive people into thinking and accepting things they never would have, you know, received otherwise. So the techniques of propaganda are highly defined. Sociologists and historians and, you know, people that teach it in college and journalism classes and so on, they have defined the key elements of propaganda and made lists out of the techniques and say, here are the techniques, here's the explanation of every technique. And once you see stuff coming at you that has this this stuff buried in it, the antenna on your brain ought to go zoop, you know, like whatever, Mork from Mork or whatever it was. You know, your yeah. antennas Mark ought to just pop Arson. Up yeah. and say, hey, I'm on the, you know, I'm aware now. What are you trying to do to me here?
No doubt. And the you have a brochure exposing propaganda, right? And this is something that they can get along with Dr. Blaylock's informed consent brochure at citizensforfreespeech.org.
That is exactly right. And we made this brochure for our members, for our advocates, if you will, to hand out to people and get the discussion going on you know, what is this and how can you recognize it? We've had such tremendous success on this so far. That, yeah, I don't know where it's going to stop, but I'll tell you what, everybody that gets a hold of this material, this brochure, is raving about it, not because it's so cool or CFFS is so cool, but they're raving about it because it's so succinct at identifying exactly precisely what propaganda is, and it gives people a tool to recognize it definitively. And it's just, it almost just really becomes a checklist in the end of it. If you can pick out of the 15 or 17 distinct techniques of propaganda. If you read something, you hear something on the news, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, there's one check, you know, two, three, four different techniques out of these 15 that you see, that you spot, you can just stop right there and basically and say, ah, propaganda, that's it. They're selling me something. They're feeding me some line. And then you start looking for what the line is, and you just cannot be You won't be suckered into believing a lie again.
Well, and one of the things, too, that we also have to discuss here is that polls also serve as propaganda, and there's been several of them out there lately. There is one here that I'm not sure because Epoch Times reported it. About one-third of Americans said that they had not received a COVID-19 jab, according to the Economist YouGov survey. The Economist YouGov survey recently released, it asked them respondents to ask whether they received a vax which causes COVID, and about 31% said no. Of that figure, 61% said they don't ever plan on getting the vax. Another 20% said they might get it in the future. 40% of independents, 36% of Republicans, 14% of Democrats said they have not gotten the dose. Now, does that sound like propaganda, or does that sound like something that's actually believable? What do you think, Patrick?
Yes, I do. One of the techniques of propaganda is to promote half-truths. And you can take statistics, you can take any given set of facts. You pick out the ones that support your argument, throw out the rest. You don't let anybody see the other facts that might dispute your whatever it is you're trying to pitch. And, you know, the technique actually is called card stacking, by the way. It's a well-known technique of propaganda, been around forever. But when people put out a bunch of stuff that sounds true, and it may be true, but you need to be careful. What about the other half that they didn't release, that they're not talking about? So propaganda comes in all types of forms. It comes just in articles. It can come in TV and radio, and it can come in like polls, where the polls are then written about, of course. Articles are produced by them. The articles themselves become propaganda, but the poll is designed to deceive and manipulate.
Amazing how that works. Now, there's one thing. We had Dr. Truott on the show last week, and apparently that raised a few hairs on the back of people's necks. And apparently the discussion moved as we were getting into the conversation with him, which I definitely, because you know about the transhumanism and everything else going on, about EMF. And this is electromagnetic frequencies and what these things are designed to do, the transhumanist agenda, the Agenda 2030, what they're looking at, Agenda 21, 2030. We're looking at the use of the magnetic hydrogel in the jab to be able to literally use EMF to control people. What's your take on all this?
Well, the first thing about my concern about 5G is the fact that it's designed to light up the Internet of Things. That was its original stated intent, and that still is its stated intent. The Internet of Things is designed to control all of society. It's to, in other words, to give the technocrat world the ability to put sensors all over city, to collect data from all of those sensors and cameras, et cetera. They need a high-speed wireless network, and that's what 5G was going to do. The leaders of the big 5G proponents, like the AT&T and T-Mobile and so on, they have stated this publicly on videos that they're still even on YouTube. Typically, those videos don't get more than 400 or 500 views, but I'm one of them, and I listen to what these guys say. They're talking about the Internet of Things. Creating a scientific dictatorship in America or in the world at large is far more dangerous than whatever type of physical reaction can happen from this radiation. And here's kind of why I say this. I'm not trying to minimize it, but we're saturated with radiation right now, even without 5G. Every time you turn on your microwave oven, if you're standing anywhere close, you'll get a headache. We're saturated with Wi-Fi, with 2 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz transmission from Wi-Fi, some of which are very powerful now. You can go and look at your own Wi-Fi, pull it up on your computer, what networks are available. If you live in a neighborhood, you will find probably at least 15 or 20 other routers in your neighborhood that have full strength on your computer. Of course, you can't connect to them because they're password protected, but you're being saturated with that radiation all the time. So this is not like we've never, we don't deal with this microwave transmission stuff already. 5G is not good. It does definitely have side effects.
Risks, yeah.
We know
yeah.
that. We know that for a fact. But so do all these other sources of radiation. So when you look at 5G, I like to keep my needle and my focus on the Internet of Things rather than on what it's going to do to individuals, and I'm not minimizing the effect it has at all. In fact, I know a lady here in Arizona, in Phoenix area, that has such an allergic reaction to EMF in general, she can't even sleep in town. She gets in her van and she goes out in the desert. And she'll go 20, 30 miles out of town so she can get a good night's sleep. Now, that's really devastating to somebody.
It is. Now, the thing is, though, is that when you're dealing in a situation like this and it's affecting somebody to that degree, Patrick, my thought process is, and here's where it gets weird, if you're talking about the Internet things and they are injecting some sort of nanotechnology into human beings, which has the ability, because we've seen the patents and we've seen these little webs that actually go through the syringe and open up under the skin. And basically what they're trying to do is globally engineer the way humans behave and the ability to manipulate them by using 5G transmission, according to what we have been told previously. I'm not sure how plugged in to this whole thing you are. Obviously, you are aware of the fact that this technology is indeed, it exists and it's been patented because it's out there and we've researched all the patents. So we know for a fact that this stuff is out there. And even though you kind of downplay a little bit of what the possibilities are that exist, if people are injected with this stuff and all of a sudden, and I'm not talking Manchurian candidate stuff, but I mean, if they're able to literally put people or human beings within the Internet of Things, as you describe it, could they not be controlled?
Well, they are being, yeah, they're being controlled now in so many different ways. And you're right. This is just one extra facet of the control. And there have been, and I have to, I freely admit, willingly admit too, that there have been legitimate scientists who have been examining the effects of 5G on humans, on the human condition. And anytime you add something new in, some new physical thing into the human condition, the whole study, the whole dynamics of the whole study changes. For instance, without some of these injections, you wouldn't have a problem with certain types of radiation, but you would put those things in your body. Now you could have a problem with them. I think the science is going to come out if there's, you know, more people come at it, you know, like, you know, the PhD types that study these types of things, the physicists and so on that study this. I think more stuff will come out in the future. But in the meantime, the relevant thing is that the scientific dictatorship that this is bringing about us is going to capture us. And if it does, if it completely captured us, we're basically done. We won't be able to get loose from it because you can't get your hands around an algorithm. There's no doubt that the global elite promote a campaign of population reduction in general. We know that. It's even on the Georgia Guidestones, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Very plainly stated. But they don't tell us how they're going to get there from where we are today down to 500 million people, for instance. Well, this is still, you know, we could look at that and say, well, we just don't know. We see they wrote it. We see they've intended to do it, but we don't quite have all the facts yet. But here's one fact that the World Economic Forum puts out when it talks about the Great Reset. There's two parts to the Great Reset, come to find out, and they're very vocal about it. Part number one is resetting the global economic system. That is burning everything down to the ground, essentially, and rebuilding back better. The other part of it is to reset humanity itself. And they themselves talk about the merging of technology and the human condition. They talk about the finer aspects of transhumanism, like immortality, ultimately, and life extension. And so in their mind, they're talking about the Great Reset is truly a reset of everything on the planet. And that includes the economic system and includes people. Now, that's flat out right there in the open. And if there is one kind of a political issue that people ought to be concerned with, I think that's it. However,
well, yeah,
they accomplish it. And they have many ways, I think, probably in their mind, at how they're going to accomplish this. However they accomplish it, we don't want any of it.
No, we don't. I agree. And a majority of our listeners don't either, Patrick. And this is one of the things I'm looking at as part of that economic reset you're talking about is turning everything into digital currency, which, of course, Russia has announced that it doesn't want any part of cryptocurrency around. It doesn't want to be part of the cashless society. This thing, you know, when you talk about the Great Reset economically and going to all digital, the Internet of Things, it basically, unless you have a chip in your hand, you can't buy or sell. And people look at that immediately and go, oh, the mark of the beast. And it's like, okay, yeah, I can see where that would happen. The whole idea is with Citizens for Free Speech launching their major new initiative. What's that all about? We got about a minute.
Well, our initiative to attack propaganda is at the core of this whole thing. And we're expanding our operation to go after policies more directly. In other words, we're going to take the prescient issues of free speech and censorship and the First Amendment in all of its flavors, and we're going to drive a campaign towards our legislators all the way down from the federal down to the local level to get them to drive this stuff, these policies out of society that are just killing us. This is where the pressure point needs to be applied, or the pressure needs to be applied, is at the pressure points. We need to actually see policies change, not just politicians change. That comes and goes. We need to see policies change, and that's what our new initiative is going to be all about.
Right. Now, do you think that changing the makeup, the political makeup in the legislature is going to do any good in November?
Well, you know what? It'll put a little bit of wind at our back, perhaps.
Okay.
But
well,
historically,
we need that.
Historically, it hasn't done anything, and that's because policies don't change. You know, the hired bureaucrats that are not elected and they're not accountable, those people stay from administration to administration, most of them. And so the policies stay the same. So what's the point of electing new people if they don't change the policies? Well,
good
the fact
point.
Is only the people can put pressure on anyone to change policies, even down to the city level. And they need to.
Yeah, they do. Well, we appreciate that. Patrick Wood, thank you so much for being with us. The website is technocracy.news, citizensforfreespeech.org. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you.
You bet. Anytime.
And thank you. And you'll be back on the show, I'm sure, as things unravel and unfold.
You bet.
Folks, this is serious stuff we're talking about here. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.